This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham's received a lot of accolades the last few years for an up-and-coming downtown and thriving cultural scene. But a closer look at the economic data shows a different picture. The Birmingham metro area's net job growth has been virtually flat since 2000, and it's behind many peer cities on key indicators. Josh Carpenter is tasked with doing something about it. He started last week as the new economic development director for the city of Birmingham. And he tells me he's focused on creating talented employees for a Birmingham economy that's moved beyond steel to financial services and healthcare.
What's interesting is that across those industries, occupations have changed, including occupations in information technology. For example, the city of Birmingham partnered with multiple institutions, including UAB, on Innovate Birmingham to train just under 1,000 young people for high-demand IT jobs. Those jobs are growing not just in the startups that are booming and flourishing, largely from Innovation Depot, but also in our bigger companies who have shifted core operations to more technical platforms. We want to work really closely with our private sector partners to understand what talent needs they have, and those needs are changing.
Mayor Woodfin, when he ran, one of the tenets of his campaign was that there are 99 neighborhoods in the city of Birmingham and that more than just the city center matters, taking that economic development out from downtown so that neighborhoods feel it as well. How do you do that? I'm thinking particularly, you know, we've been through those first 100 days or so of the administration, and one of the big things that the mayor has said is he's backing a downtown stadium, which many people would look at and say, we're still caring about downtown over the neighborhoods.
One of the things that I would say about the stadium in particular is that it's not just a downtown investment. It will influence the neighborhoods of Norwood and Fountain Heights and create jobs for the citizens there. I truly believe fundamentally that an inclusive economy is a sustainable economy over time. We want to think through how we can go out into our communities where small businesses aren't just economically important, right? But they're also they're the fabric of our communities. They're the pride of our neighborhoods. They're the gathering places for our families. And so we want to listen to them. We want to give them a seat at the table. And so there'll be a small business council that I plan on listening to. The focus on neighborhoods is really twofold. One is to improve the small businesses that are there, incentivize opportunities for investment there, but also make sure that the residents of those neighborhoods have access to quality jobs.
When you talk to economic development folks or business leaders, one of the things they say is education is the number one issue in a quality education system.
Sure.
The mayor's office doesn't control the Birmingham City Schools. It's got an elected school board. But the Birmingham City Schools are at a point where I think arguably they're not producing the kind of graduate that business leaders say they need. What do you do about that, given that you don't have direct control?
So two things on that. One, there's a forthcoming report that was funded through a lot of community leaders, all focused on what a forward-looking workforce needs. That report details occupations where demand outstrips supply. And what I think it will do is catalyze the way that our two-year college system, our four-year college system, and our primary and secondary systems are working together. And so we hope to work with not only those education stakeholders, but also the private sector. So the second thing I would say is that the mayor obviously has close ties to the school system because he was on the school board. He and the superintendent and several school board members are focused on eliminating the barriers that have existed in our workforce pipeline. So we think that those connections, whether it's creating jobs for students in the summer, which is a huge priority for him, or adjusting curriculum and elevating programs like TEALS that have been really successful here.
It's TEALS.
TEALS is a program that trains teachers how to become computer science teachers. So it trains math teachers to teach computer science, which we know is a high demand skill. Those are the types of innovations that we're going to have to scale up and scale out.
You know, for all the talk about jobs, about building that talent pipeline, economic development, at least in the public's eyes, is often seen as big wins. We've seen Toyota and Mazda in North Alabama earlier this year. There's a feeling among some that Birmingham has kind of lost out on that. There was the auto car announcement not too long ago, but how do you play that sort of public relations game knowing that that's how some people see your role?
I would push back on the fact that my role is to generate headlines. I think my role is to generate opportunity. I think that's opportunity for small businesses to grow and thrive. I think that's creating opportunity for our startups, opportunities for people to obtain quality work It's also obviously really important to make sure that we have great relationships with the corporate community and grow big businesses. But I think sometimes lost in the ribbon cuttings is the fact that the bulk of the jobs that we grow here aren't with ribbon cuttings. Our job really is, as a government, to focus on creating the opportunity for people to become empowered. That really is my focus.
Josh Carpenter is the Economic Development Director of the City of Birmingham. He started that position last week.